The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Watching the Throne is presented by Film Colossus, where you can find in-depth analyses of movies, such as How Legolas is the Kobe Bryant of Middle-earth, and Why the Night Before is the Ultimate Argument for Legalizing Marijuana. Check it out at filmcolossus.com.
Everybody want to know what I would do if I didn't win. I guess we'll never know.
So keep it locked, I don't get enough of it. Jesus just rose again.
Listen to the kids.
Welcome to Watching the Throne,
a lyrical analysis of Kanye West.
I'm Chris.
And I am Travis.
I really faked you out on that one.
We both have blank last names.
Yeah, that's right.
Just I don't
need people looking me up and digging all through my my Facebook.
Exactly.
And the Instagram.
You definitely don't want people going into Facebook and typing in Christopher J.H. Lambert and seeing all the weird shit on your Facebook page.
No, I would hate that. Don't do that. You know, I would have liked people going to my Instagram and seeing all of my pictures, all of my selfies.
Right.
That I'm posting all the time. You know, it's because I have a role model, you know, for all my social media.
Oh, absolutely. You and I both do. And I think the whole world should follow the queen of social media, who happens to be a little lady named Kim Kardashian.
And today, what's today?
Today is the most special of all days, October 21st, 2 days after you and Lauren's anniversary, Travis? No, it is the birthday of the one and only Kim Kardashian West, and we are going to commemorate it with just a celebration of everything she's done.
That's right, of everything.
Literally everything. We're going to go from birth to, you know, what she had for lunch today.
Yeah, so you when you saw that this was a 7-hour podcast dubbed part one.
Yeah, part one of 78. You know, don't panic. We'll get through it.
We're going Ken Burns on this shit.
In light of everything that's been going on, the Paris robberies, all the negativity, this will be a nice podcast about positive. It'll be positive. It'll be about all the good things Kim's done. And we'll even cover some of her funnier, more embarrassing moments because she seems to have a good sense of humor about it.
Yeah, and our go-to person in this situation, as is in most situations in life, is Anna. Anna's helped us out, giving us some of her favorite Kim Kardashian moments.
She is the true expert here. She has seen every single Kim Kardashian, or Keeping Up with the Kardashian episodes, and all the spinoffs. I will read a quick note from her. Travis posed me with an impossible task to pick my top five Kimberly Noel Kardashian West moments. Considering I've watched hundreds of episodes of Keeping Up and all of their affiliated shows, this is near impossible. However, I will rise to the challenge. In no particular order, here are my top five Kim moments. And we'll get to all those and some of Chris and I's favorites too.
Yeah. which, you know, it's nice to be honoring Kim, because I remember when Kanye and Kim first started dating, I really liked Kanye at that point, but it was still before Yeezus and before kind of my impassioned love affair with Kanye began. And I didn't know much about her. Mm-hmm. I just know that I knew at the time that people hated her and she had a TV show and was all over social media.
Right.
But not much about her as a person. So it's been really nice the last few years as my Kanye obsession, our Kanye obsession has grown.
Has reached to, scary levels.
Yeah, to kind of get to know Kim more and see how I don't know, I just, how awesome Kim is and them as a couple and how happy that makes me.
Yeah. It was really gradual to where, like, I was completely apathetic to Kim. I never hated her because I guess I don't think hedonism is the worst thing on the planet, like some people do. But, like, I don't know, I just knew about her and, like, knew things. And then slowly she was growing on me. And then, I mean, ever since the Taylor thing and ever since the life of Pablo, it's just been a complete love affair. Like, on the level of what I have for Kanye.
I think the first turn in my starting to respect her a lot was after Yeezus came out and watching Kanye kind of go a little more media intensive than what he had been. And a little more putting himself out there, I started wondering about their dynamic in the sense of like, oh, wait, Kim has built this entire reputation from how she brands herself and there's social media and all of that. And now we're seeing Kanye take on a little bit more of a personality in the news and gaining that attention. Like, I wonder what kind of, do they have discussions about that? Like,
yeah, right. You know they do.
Is he respect like her savviness and wants to get up on her level? Like, what's their cooperation? So that was kind of the first thing that got me into her, was wondering, like, it was the kind of that moment of realization that maybe this woman is much, much smarter than what I had ever expected or given credit to. And I think the last few years have really done a lot to confirm that she is, like, she does have a good head on her shoulders. She is savvy with a lot of this stuff. And
yeah. Absolutely. It's been awesome to see them together, her and Kanye, and watch their relationship, you know, become what it is. And I think there is something to their business relationship, too, like you said, how Kanye became a little more media savvy. But I also think that, and Anna mentioned this on the previous episode, that he's helped her probably a lot focus her branding, because for a while she would say yes to anything, which brings us to one of Anna's top five moments, which was when Kim Kardashian hosted a toilet paper opening for Charmin.
5 consecutive years, Charmin has given holiday visitors the chance to enjoy the go at the Charmin restrooms in Times Square. This year, Kim Kardashian helped open their newest location at 142 West 42nd Street between 6th Avenue and Broadway.
It's the 5th year in a row that Charmin is opening up a great, gorgeous, clean restrooms for, you know, everyone to use in New York City.
It was an official opening for a restroom in New York that was just outfitted with Charmin stuff, like a baby changing table and all this stuff. Anna writes, can't knock her hustle. Contrast to 2016 when she's on the cover of Forbes and tweeted, not bad for a girl with no talent. So this is just, it's great.
That's self-awareness. I like that. The fact that she's aware of what everybody's saying and just lets it, I mean, for as far as we know, lets it slide off of her because she has the grander plan in mind.
Right.
It kind of reminds me, this is a weird comparison, but there's an episode with Silicon Valley where Richard has like one article written about him where some like tech blogger speculates that maybe his Pied Piper technology, is it as good as everybody thinks it is? And he starts throwing the biggest hissy fits about, like, I can't have this woman out there, like, besmirching my name and making me look bad. I just need to sit down and talk with her and, like, explain everything. And it's that fragile ego that just has, like, one dissenting voice that you have to go out and, like, try to placate them. You can't make everybody happy. Case in point, we got a 1-star review the other day.
I was just thinking about that.
Right? Like, I am not a 1-star man. And this is not a 1-star show. 5-star man.
It's Always Sunny reference.
Yes. But that's the kind of thing that I feel people at the success level that Kim and Kanye have, that they have to be able to kind of let all of that stuff slide off their back.
It's truly amazing. I don't know. I guess practice makes perfect. I don't know how you get to that level, but nobody gets shit more than them, and they don't seem to care.
No. Well, I mean, I guess they have the private home in Calabasas not to care.
Not bad.
Not bad. But yeah, that I do think that that's probably a good point. Though maybe if you read 48 strategy or 48 laws of power, one of the early laws is about garnering as much attention as possible, because, you know, the old saying, there's no such thing as bad publicity. But when you're trying to break into the field and into the industry, you really just do whatever you can to get yourself the exposure and the name recognition, the brand recognition, and work with people and yada yada. And once you reach a certain point, you scale back immensely and create that mystery about you. And I think that's, as you're saying, probably the thing that Kanye helped with, is saying like, hey, you're at this level now. Now you can scale back, and now you can be more selective.
Bathroom openings.
Yeah. Don't do that anymore.
Yeah. It's really impressive. And speaking of, you know, not letting the hate get to you, I think one of the things Kim had to live down and to this day says is one of her biggest regrets is a little song she made called Jam.
Holy shit.
This thing is really impressive, and it's Anna's number two moment. I guess these are in no particular order. This isn't the number two moment of all time. But it is... I had no idea this song existed, and it's a doozy.
Yeah, even Anna said it was produced by The Dream, and it's got to be one of the worst songs ever, which I don't know if that's like shit-talking The Dream as well as Kim, but whoever had anything to do with this song should be ashamed.
I think this is why The Dream got to be in The Life of Pablo, because his name is associated with the song, and this was like Kanye saying like, sorry man, you can be on highlights and Ultra Light Beam.
Yeah, he really made a turnaround from there. Is this where I do a dramatic reading of the lyrics?
Yeah, I encourage everyone to go listen to the full song, but I think you should just give us a little taste of what they're about to hear.
Turn me up, turn me up, turn me, turn me, turn me up. Yeah, 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 yeah. Turn me up, turn me up, turn me, turn me, turn me up. Yeah, 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 yeah. I'm going out tonight. It's going down. Heading straight to the front of the line, on the fly, on the floor. I can't stand still, and I'm going to work like I'm paying my bills, bills. My whole clique's on the floor. We're gonna party, then party some more. Rosé up in the air, feeling good, feeling great, just got paid. What? They play in my jam, 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 they play in my jam. Turn it up, turn it up, turn it up, turn it up, DJ. Turn it up so I can rock the night away, away. I'ma burn it out tonight. It's going down by live via satellite. Jesus Christ. And all I see is angels in my eyes.
Whoa.
And the buzz got me way up in the sky. Bye bye.
Maybach. Did Kim die?
Maybe. Drugs? Maybach in the front. Pick out any boy that I want. DJ, here I am. Feeling good, feeling great. Just got paid. They play in my jam, they play in my jam, they play in my jam. Turn it up so I can rock the night away. Girls in the building, fellas in the club. Boys spending money. Girls looking good. I'm on the floor, living my life. I don't think you can live your life on the floor. You can like dance on the floor. You can like jam out on the floor, rock out on the floor.
Dancing is living.
Living my life. Feeling so good. Feeling so right. Got my hands up. Celebrate like it's my birthday.
Hey.
Five more shots of tequila. I'm thirsty. Feeling so good. Feeling so great. Tonight, 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 tonight. And then the bridge, the chorus,
oh
and
God.
The chorus play again for like 2 minutes and 50 seconds. It's a 4 minute and 35 second song.
It feels like an eternity. I don't think you should be mixing rosé and tequila.
I think they should be.
That's funny that it's her birthday in that song, though. This is quite fitting.
She's only celebrating like it's her birthday.
Oh, I understand. Wow.
Yeah, it's so,
That's motivation that anybody can make a song.
It's the most generic fucking song I've ever...
It's not great, but I think Kim realizes that.
I think I'd rather listen to Friday.
I would 100% rather listen to Friday. And watch the video.
The video for this is also weird. Like, you see three shots of Kim on her knees crawling. Like,
yeah.
Not towards you. You're seeing, like, her ass crawling away. And it's just like, really? And then later she's just, like, she's posing with pictures with people. Yeah. Like, on a red carpet, but not a red carpet. It's really...
It's strange. Like, why isn't she in a club in the video?
Yeah, it goes from, like, R-rated down to, like... A magazine photo
PR.
Shoot. Yeah. The production value leaves a lot to be desired. Especially since this was this a 2012 song? So
I know. Isn't that
crazy?
The
song was released March 2nd, 2011. So she had money at that point.
And she's with Kanye. Right?
Yeah, I think they were. Were they not?
See, these are the things we should know.
Yeah. Start
That's for the
dating.
Anniversary special.
2012 is when they started dating.
Oh, maybe they weren't together.
So it was like a year before they got together.
Oh, okay. Interesting.
But yeah, you think she would have... I mean, even Rebecca Black had like various settings.
I wonder how many people remember Rebecca Black.
She's now like a YouTube celebrity.
Oh, really? I guess a lot of kids know her then.
Yeah, she pivoted.
Yeah, and Miranda Scenes has her own fucking special on Netflix.
Who's Miranda?
Oh, gosh. Come on. You don't know your YouTube celebrities?
No. You know, I talked to one of my friend's nephews.
Yeah.
And I asked him if he watched more TV or YouTube, and he said he just watches YouTube people all the
just
time.
Just watches YouTube.
It's not even TV at this point. He just watches YouTube personalities.
Wow, that's scary.
Scary. Anyway, so that song sucks.
Yeah.
But
that's
badly.
Okay. We've all done shitty things.
Yeah. It's better than the song that I would put out, I think.
Like, the first thing you do of anything has to be shit.
Though, should we put out a song?
I think we should. I mean, we did write that, if anyone wants to go find it, we traded verses on a rapping about, what's that movie? Man of the Iron Fist.
Yeah.
We didn't rap it.
No, but we should. And we should produce some music.
Okay, let's do it.
And release it as a response to Jam.
Okay. So.
What's next?
let's see. I want to do one of mine, which is The Selfish Book. It's Kim's giant collection of selfies that she's put together from way back when she started doing selfies up till I think around North's birth, or the wedding, or it was like one of the, I guess North was born by then. But yeah, it's an awesome book that's just full of selfies, and I rated it on iTunes or on Goodreads 4 stars, and then like if you go like one book below, it's some like pretentious book I rated 3 stars. It's just like, it's so good.
Oh, well, because it's just a bunch of, I mean, it is an interesting capture of kind of the zeitgeist,
right,
of what could be put out there at this point, and of capturing the impact of the selfie.
Yeah, right. I mean, that essentially is what it is. It's displaying the power of the selfie and kind of the journey the selfie has taken over time, and how people have gotten like creative with them, or like the just it's come to like represent, like, especially when it comes to Kim, like, you know, who they are and like tracking like their timeline. And it's this weird, I don't know how to explain it, but like, it's just something I feel like nobody over the age of like, you know, 40 can connect with, and it's something like that feels like it's very much part of my time, and feels, I don't know, like there's something very real about flipping through a book of somebody's selfies and just watching them grow. It's weird.
You know, I don't even think people our age in their mid to late 20s even can appreciate sort of what this book is and what this book might be, because I can just see 20 years from now, people like famous artists or something putting out like a midlife biography that is something similar to this.
Sure.
Just a series of photos. And they're like, yeah, you know, we all made fun of the selfie book by Kim Kardashian, but it's an interesting way to get a look at somebody's life that's not necessarily through kind of the written word.
Right.
And not everybody wants to read. I don't know if I necessarily
don't.
Want to read a biography about Kim, but that's because so much of like what is her.
Right.
Because caught up in these selfies.
Exactly. Because the written word is one thing, but this book truly embodies and captures Kim and everything mm-hmm. she's about and the power of her branding. And I think you're right. You'll probably see stuff trending this way. And she's just like clearly ahead of her time. Like we'll talk about Kimojis, but like nobody did Kimojis before Kim did them. Those kinds of, you know, branded emojis. And I think this is kind of a first step towards the kind of book we might see.
I'm curious. I am curious. Well, there's some reviews on Amazon that we would like to share.
You want to trade off?
Yeah. Starting with Tracy Young, who 1,491 people found this helpful. The review is, a poor tree died for this. 1 star.
I got another 1-star review from Yo-Yo Man 159. 1, take the money you were planning on buying this book with. 2, look at it real good. 3, put it in an envelope. 4, donate it to Nepal. 5, optional, go buy yourself some brain cells. I don't know how that Damn. Works.
No, that person doesn't know what they're talking about. You can't buy brain... maybe you could buy brain cells. I guess if you buy brain, you're buying brain cells. Where do you buy brain?
I don't know. I just know in the movie Monkey Shining that you can scrape frozen bits off a brain and just inject it into yourself.
What movie?
Monkey Shines from the 80s.
No.
George A. Romero film about a killer monkey.
I had no idea. No.
Go check it out.
I need to after that description. I got one from Reed Hubbard. I can recommend the audio version of this book. It lasts 37 seconds. The narrator basically says, on this page, we have an idiot in her cleavage looking into a camera. And they say it 500 times. See, what's dumb about this review, Reed, if you don't mind me calling you Reed. Mr. Hubbard, what's dumb about this review, you say that it lasts 37 seconds.
It just logistically doesn't make sense.
Yeah, because the narrator can't say, on this page, we have an idiot in her cleavage looking into a camera 500 times. In 37 seconds. So I get that you're probably using hyperbole, but I hate you. 1,542 people found that helpful.
Maybe let's focus on some good ones. I have one from Guppy Lover. It's 5 stars. It's a little tongue-in-cheek, but I think it's meant to be, you know, love. It is 5 stars. I bought this book because I wanted to go into the tropical fish business. I really thought this would be an instructional guide to sell fish. The woman with the trout face really threw me off. Apparently, this book is actually about selling melons farms. I can tell from the cover photo. Buyer beware. But I think with the 5 stars, I think they're being, like, funny. Like, all these other people writing dumb reviews, like, don't listen to them.
There's a... If you look up the most expensive watches on Amazon, they all have 5 stars, and it's all people just writing ridiculous reviews like this.
Really?
It's one of the most amazing things I've ever encountered. The last one that I want to read that tickles me to no end is by M. Varden. Again? No.
Oh, you got 2?
No. I'm just recalling mentioning him earlier. Or her. Whoever. It's called A Spine-Chilling Work of Unrelenting Horror. I had a choice between this and a monkey's paw. I chose the monkey's paw. They still made me take this book. I tried to burn it, but the match turned blue and went out. I threw the book in a lake and all the fish died. When I drove home, I found the book in the back seat. I'm pretty sure that in 7 days, Kim's going to crawl out of this book and tell me about her new line of clutch bags. I have an old, sickly neighbor. I'm going to let him read it and see if the curse transfers to him. Man, I hope so.
And then there are some last 5-star reviews that are all just love. Love KKW. Love, love, love. Love her book. I love a good picture book. And then, possibly my favorite... if the Amazon page will stop jumping around. Sexy, interesting, and a cool coffee table book. It's thick, but not long or very wide. That's not a pun. Don't know why you're talking about puns.
Well, thickness and width and length, all kind of, you know.
I don't know. I'm not even going to try to go into that guy's mind.
Good old Matthew Martinez.
Yep. And yeah, so that's the selfish book.
Yeah, we appreciate all the five-star people.
Yeah, absolutely. The one-star people can go fuck themselves.
That's what one-star people have to do.
Yeah. And since we touched on the subject, I think Kimojis, which is on Anna's top five list, is easily one of the best things to come from Kim. Because it truly was, like, unless I just don't know about it, I don't know of anyone else that made their own emojis.
It was the first one that I heard of, and after that, there was just a slew of them came out.
Yeah, I mean, it's just... I mean, I was talking about it the other day. It's really brilliant. Like, it's amazing that no one thought of that, and that she can just constantly update them, and it's just this way... It's, like, such an insane form of branding to, like, put yourself in everybody's phone if they want you. And they're funny, and they're... tongue-in-cheek, and they're self-aware. It's great.
It seems there was an article in Hypebeast called How Kim Kardashian Started the Rise of the Emoji Business. And it says that she approached this guy, Jared Henke, of Whale Rock Industries, and had all the ideas for the emoji pack, from the names to the designs, already in mind. And the guy said, "Kim's the best marketer I've ever met." When the app launched on December 21st, 2015, it broke the Apple App Store and quickly rose to number one on all charts.
Fucking A.
While it certainly wasn't the first custom emoji pack to be developed, it was the first to feature a pop culture icon, boosting the overall emoji business.
Yeah.
With Kim's signature cry face as the main icon, the tongue-in-cheek nature of the app made viral success inevitable. Thank you, Rebecca Kim, for answering the questions that we had.
And for all the throners out there that are purely just Kanye West fans and might not care as much about Kim, if you download the Kimoji app, there are Kanye Kimojis, including one that she just added, which is her hand hitting the yay button.
Wait, really?
Yes.
All right, it kind of makes me want to get Kimoji.
Kind of. Here, I'll send it to you right now.
That sounds awesome.
I
would just use that all the time, and people would be like, stop.
Actually, we should get that up on our Kanye ASAP. But, yeah. And, you know what? It'd probably be good to cover some of the things that have become Kimojis, which, like you said, includes Kim crying. Kim is a notoriously ugly crier, as her sisters have noted. And there are several episodes of Keeping Up with Kardashians where we can see her crying, like the episode where she goes in the ocean and loses one of her earrings.
Don't move.
Now just breathe. Everything's gonna be fine.
What's wrong with you guys? My diamond earring came off in the ocean and it's gone. There's people that are dying.
Which makes for a pretty entertaining video. She's walking with Chris and crying, and Courtney asks what's wrong, and Kim tells her that she lost one of her earrings, and then Courtney just responds, "Kim, there's people that are dying."
It's such a unexpected moment too, because so many people associate the Kardashians with like a disconnection from society. So on the one hand, to see Kim crying over a diamond earring is the kind of thing where people would be like, "This is everything that's wrong with this show." But then to have Courtney be like, "Kim, what the fuck? Like, people are dying. Like, just go buy another one." It shows they're aware of the fact of how ridiculous their lives are.
Yeah, right. And I think Kim is probably, too. I mean, she made it one of her Kimojis. Like, if she was truly just, like, defending herself, like, no, like, it's okay to cry about an earring. Like, she probably wouldn't put it on there, but there it is. A giant face of her crying.
Right. I like that. And then you also had on there her crying after her BlackBerry got thrown on the ground.
Yeah, I think who knows why Chris threw it on the ground, but then apparently Kim took Chris's phone and threw it off a balcony and then retreated to her room to cry. And Courtney brought some cameras in there because she thinks that Kim's funny, her crying face is so funny.
It's funny, get out if you're gonna continue to laugh and make fun of me. I'm tired of it.
I start laughing at Kim when she's crying because I just can't help it. She has this ugly crying face that she makes.
You're sitting there laughing. It's not funny.
I'm not laughing.
And Kim just throws a fit, saying like, "Get the cameras out of here. You're just laughing at me." And Courtney just keeps saying, "I'm not laughing," while clearly laughing.
Yeah, it's amazing watching people cry, like, especially when they're throwing, like, it's sad watching people cry when it's a serious cry,
right.
Like, oh, your dog died, like, and you're crying,
yeah.
This is really sad, but if it's like, I spilled coffee on my shoes, and like, you're just like, it's actually pretty hilarious.
Yeah,
like,
if you could go back and watch it later, it'd be so funny.
Like, you spilled coffee because you sneezed and farted at the same time and surprised yourself and dropped the coffee cup, like... Yes, this is hilarious.
Yeah. And you can go find a bunch of Kim crying videos online. They're all pretty good.
Yeah. And then in the comments section, you'll see people crying about
right.
the Kardashians being successful.
And then one other moment that became a classic Kimoji was when she overheard Khloé talking shit about her. So, and then Kim came into the room and started swinging her purse at her.
Don't be fucking rude.
Are you kidding me?
I swear to God, don't be fucking rude and throw the thing on me. I'll fucking hurt you. Don't do that.
Stop. Oh my God.
Oh my God.
Get out.
No,
you're
saying don't be a bitch.
Yeah, wait, do they typically drop, like, F-bombs on Keeping Up with the Kardashians that aren't beeped out?
They're a lot more controlled and reserved these days. I think it used to be a little nuttier.
But could they say fuck on air and
fine? I don't think so.
Because in the video you linked to, she's just like, fuck, like,
oh,
fuck
really?
You. And
oh,
like,
I didn't even
yeah,
notice.
And just, it's unedited.
Oh, great. No, I think that's just a
F-bombs.
YouTube thing.
Nice. Yeah, she's swinging, like, I can't tell, because she's swinging her purse, like, hard, but also...
Missing.
Yeah, so I guess that's part of the faux reality, right? Like,
right.
Reality of reality TV.
I think,
but then she punches Khloé in the arm really hard.
Yeah, which, you know what, reminded me of me and my brother. Like, we've had plenty of dumb fights, and I've, like, we've gone, like, too far sometimes. But, I mean, watching them today, knowing they're such a tight family unit, like, this is just, again, kind of funny. You would look back and just be like, that was stupid.
Absolutely. It's probably the thing, like, you'd look back with your sibling and just, like, crack up that it was happening.
Right. And I think a lot of people... have a holier-than-thou attitude towards Kim and their family and would see something like this and, like, just, again, like you said, point to it and be like, look how terrible they are. But I don't know. To me, I think, honestly, my brother and I's relationship is probably stronger thanks to the fact that we were, like, we had a lot of fights and got a lot of stuff out over the years. So, I don't know. I don't have a problem with it.
I like it.
Yeah. What else we got?
Back up to Anna or continue on?
Yeah, one of Anna's favorite moments, which, I mean, honestly, it's the moment. It's when Kim released the Taylor Snapchat or the Taylor tapes on Snapchat.
Yeah, that's I think that's a lot of it. You go to R. Kanye and look up top Kim posts like we did. Most of them are the last 3 months because it's so many people being like really excited about what she did with the Taylor tapes and really respecting like her defending Kanye.
Yeah.
And also just being a bad bitch.
Yeah. Fucking A.
Should I have called her and asked her if I could call her a bad bitch before calling her a bad bitch?
I don't think so. Maybe a boss ass bitch, because that's a Nikki line.
I think either one. I think she'd appreciate either one.
Yeah, fair enough.
She's a boss-ass bad bitch.
It was really incredible to see what happened to R. Kanye the days after. Like, one of the top posts is the Kim Kardashian appreciation thread, which has 134 comments, and the person writes, the perfect wife, ride or die if I ever saw one, sexy, smart, hilarious, heart of gold, perfect mother, rich and loving, caring, protective, even treasures his mother's legacy. All of that. Love it.
It's pretty awesome. What's I like that the top one, just to jump into that for a second, is Kim Kardashian tweeting about Taylor. And it's the, wait, it's legit National Snake Day? They have holidays for everybody. I mean, everything these days. And just a bunch of snake emojis.
Love it.
And the top comment by SockMock29 is Kim shitposting too.
And on the Kim Kardashian appreciation thread, the top comment is the wife of Pablo.
Hell yeah.
And then a bunch of hashtag relationship goals.
It's absolutely right. I told Marie to start videotaping every conversation I have just in case I need it. So,
and if you want to hear more about those tapes, you can go back and listen to our Taylor Kanye West episode.
Yeah. The full history of Kanye and Taylor.
It's 2 hours long.
It's a goddamn doozy,
but necessary if you're going to be a true Kanye stan.
Yeah, let's start selling our podcast as that. Listen to us because we're necessary. If you're a true stan.
And speaking of the whole Taylor fiasco, I think Kim being on Snapchat's one of the top Kim moments because it's been fucking awesome.
Yeah, the insight that, I mean, she has cool snaps anyway, usually because she's doing cool things because she has a lot of money. But It's also fun how often Kanye was involved.
Yes.
And just getting to see, like, behind-the-scenes Kanye.
I meant to post one once that was her and Kanye hanging out in the bathroom before a show. And it was just so fucking adorable. Like, she was, like, talking to Kanye while Kanye was, like, in a bathroom stall. And he was laughing about something. And then he came out and she was Snapchatting his arm. Because all the, like, I had never really... I mean, Kanye's not somebody to, like, show off his body, but she was like, hey, like, flex for it. And, like, he's got these, like, fucking jacked arms. And they're just, like, laughing about it, and then they take a selfie, and it's so fucking great. Yeah, and we've gotten all the Saint and North stuff. It's just, ugh, love it.
Yeah, it's pretty... They got a rockin' family.
Yeah.
God, that's... really creepy to think about saying that I know all this stuff about, like, the Kardashian West family just from Snapchat.
That's what she's been doing, though. She doesn't mind it.
Yeah. And fame really is weird.
Yeah.
Which makes the famous video all the more perfect.
Oh, that's another great Kim moment. Although it's more of a Kanye moment. One of the funnier things that we got from Keep Up the Kardashians, everyone should go find this video. Kim had a fish pedicure once.
I hate it.
I guess they flake off the dead skin or something.
Oh, yuck.
Yeah. Seems pretty gross.
But the video's funny.
Yeah, it's when she, before she was having North, I think, and she has her feet in and she starts freaking out and near tears again, which I guess happens a lot. I wonder if that's for the show. I wonder if she cried because...
I don't know. The crying face looks legitimate to me. It's like a really ugly crying face.
Oh, definitely. I just wonder if she cries that much in, like, day-to-day activities.
I think it's toned down a lot. I don't know the last time she cried on the show.
Okay. Because I'm thinking about, like, how Kanye, when you see Kanye, like, out,
right.
He's, like, ranting and, like, being, like, a force. But then when you see him on the Snapchat stuff or on the show, he's just the sanest, calmest person in the room.
I really want to see Kanye break down crying over something like you know, he like he didn't bring one of his Yeezy shirts or something.
And just throws a fit, has the ugly crying face, and Courtney appears and she's like, people are dying.
That would be fantastic.
Yeah. It would be.
There's also a great episode of Keeping Up where so Chris and I think it might be Courtney think that Kim has a shopping addiction. So Kim forces her to go to the mall with her but won't allow her to buy anything. But then at some point in the episode, Kim says okay, you made your point. I'm going to go home. But really just snuck off somewhere in the mall to buy something. And they confronted her.
Ladies, a day of torture.
My mom and I have challenged Kim to come with us and watch us shop, and she's not allowed to buy one thing.
These are really cute.
So sorry.
Do you like this? Do you like this? Do you like this?
Maybe I'll get this.
I think that they're just being really insensitive at this point. They're kind of taunting me, showing me all these things that they're getting, and I'm just plain bored.
The challenge is complete. I haven't shopped. You guys are shopping, that's fine, but I've been here for a few hours now with you shopping. I've had enough. I'm gonna go. Bye, guys. Bye, drama.
Kim is definitely an addict. I mean, you're getting mad and defensive at us over shopping.
Oh, we gotta keep an eye on her.
Mom, we're not keeping an eye on her.
You know what she does too, right? She totally puts stuff in the dressing room in her size.
Okay, Kim can't get out of the store fast enough.
There's a chance that Kim's back at the store shopping, and my gut says we should go check on her.
There's like a chance that she's there. So cool of them. Ooh, busted. Yeah. Busted. Wait, I am an adult. I can do whatever I want.
That's what an alcoholic would say.
Yeah,
when they're confronted with a problem.
She's got to know that she has a problem. I mean, there's no way she can't know. She has to sneak back in and buy something.
You guys are crazy. Crazy.
We're crazy.
It was a very awkward encounter.
Yeah, she ends up leaving the shop, and you see Chris and Courtney, walking, and they're like, I bet she went back to buy something. I saw her putting things in her size in one of the dressing rooms. So they go back to Bloomingdale's, and there she is, trying on clothes, and they're just like, what the hell, Kim?
Love it.
Yeah, and Kim's quote is, I'm an adult. I can do whatever I want. And I think it's Chris is like, that's what an alcoholic would say.
Yeah, that's what an alcoholic would say.
You have a shopping addiction. You need to knock it off.
It's good stuff.
I guess you either get over the addiction or you make enough money to where the addiction doesn't matter.
Yeah, right. You know what? Before we get anything else, I did have a bit of Jay-Z news that I wanted to report.
Oh, what's that?
So I guess today, Jay-Z and Kanye are having some beef right now. Ever since the robbery and Kanye saying things, and Jay-Z might have said, who knows? But it didn't stop Jay-Z from taking Kim out to brunch today. And he took her to a local restaurant, and they each, had a good time. She brought North, he brought Blue, and they the kids played, and Jay had Eggs Benedict Florentine with some, instead of English muffins, they were, Jesus.
Really getting detailed.
They were papayas, and the eggs were over easy, a little runny, and they had some tomatoes and spinach on top.
It sounds like a beautiful time.
Yeah, and Kim just got oatmeal with no raisin, no fruit, no sugar, anything, just plain oatmeal.
Body goals.
Yeah, she's got to stay fit.
This kind of makes me sad in the way that the ending of what's that really sad movie with James McAvoy? Atonement. This reminds me of Atonement.
In what way?
In the way that it's like this really nice, happy, the kids finally get to play together, Jay-Z and Kim are so happy, and it's just like, this is the scenario I'd want.
Yeah. But they had a good time.
That's good.
They got mimosas. Jay-Z got the grapefruit mimosa, and Kim got plain orange juice.
Funny enough, Clazy.
Oh, yeah. What's he up to?
He took Kanye out. So while Jay was hanging out with Kim, Jay-Z's clone was hanging out with Kanye.
Oh, that is nice. Teamwork.
Yeah, right? So I feel like Kanye and Jay are going to really move past the same way that like Kanye and Cuddy kind of had their real quick spat and got over it.
Right.
Like, I feel like Jay having a clone is really going to make huge strides forward in the kind of fractured relationship with Kanye that we've seen.
You know what I'm wondering, though? Does Kanye know about the clone?
That is a good question.
So does he think that he's just hanging out with Jay-Z and it's all good, but Jay-Z actually just sent, like, you know, his body double?
I think he probably knows that if Kim's going out with Jay and he's also out with Jay.
That's true.
I think Kanye has deductive reasoning skills.
To just be like, oh, you have a clone?
Yeah, and, you know, he respects Jay as a business and as a businessman. So I think he's really going to appreciate that Jay-Z can clone. And he'll just not bat an eye at it.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, that would make sense why Jay-Z hasn't called since the robbery, because he's just been busy, you know, making a clone.
Yeah, he's on his mad scientist grind.
Yeah.
So,
jeez. But okay, yeah, that was our Jay-Z news.
Yeah.
We just wanted to make sure we got to that. We don't want to miss it.
Absolutely. That is the important part of this conversation.
Absolutely. And one last moment from Anna's favorite Kim moments. The time she wrote a post on her website about the Armenian genocide, Kim used to be so neutral and was scared of saying anything controversial. This was a huge step for her, and it was well-written and poignant. It's clearly a topic close to her heart.
Yeah, I like that. I feel like the Armenian genocide is something that's important to a lot of people and something that's not talked about enough. And history is it's a necessary thing. And to have people try and reject your history or downplay your history, whether it's an individual history or a group's history, is really sad to witness. So I think it's great that somebody of Kim's stature is speaking out about something that a lot of people don't feel gets the coverage or recognition that it should.
Yeah, it's really beautiful. And you can read that on Kim Kardashian's website if you're a subscriber. I'm sure you can find it somewhere else if you really want to read it.
Yeah, I'm sure somebody control C, control V that shit all over the internet.
But yeah, it's good stuff. And you know what? No other specific moments, but just post-baby Kim in general is an honorable mention for Anna. Something about becoming a mother changed Kim, and there's been a new edge to her ever since. She's less timid and boring than she was before, and her brand has completely exploded ever since. Which I think is true. Kim being a mom is, like, really inspiring. It's awesome to see her and Kanye just kill it as being parents.
I wonder how much of that is kind of the, like, pre-adult, post-adult kind of mindset, to where before you have a kid, it's kind of like, well, we're do this, this, and this, and it's all kind of like fun and games in a way, to where after you have a kid, you're kind of like, all right, I'm gonna do things that to me seem, I don't think respectable is the right word, but they just seem like I need to get on this level and do these things, and it's like much more efficient and ruthless and like smart and just, I don't know.
Yeah. It's definitely more composed and focused and
focused. Yes.
Yeah. I mean, that's going to be awesome to see for like Saint North growing up and seeing, you know, their parents like brand and how they focus it and everything. I think that's, yeah, that'll be great.
It will. And then, her last honorable mention is that Kim brought her entire family along for the ride.
Yeah, just because her fame really did explode a lot more than her family's. But I don't know. Watching the show, I guess the most striking thing has been how closely knit they all are. And when I hear people talking shit about them, I just like, it's getting to the point where I can't even take it seriously. Like, you've clearly like never watched the show. You don't know how they are around each other. They're great. Like, they're like any normal family. And there's really like, once you strip away the fame, they're completely normal people. So yeah, it's been great to watch them all, you know, rise the way they have.
Good. Oh, is there anything more? Oh, some of the Arcane top posts.
Yeah, there's some great Arcane posts that involve Kim. One of the good ones is titled Kim is a Savage. And it's a photo of Kim winking as she types on her phone, which is hilarious. And the caption is, Katie warned us, Nikki warned us, Demi warned us, Calvin warned us, Kanye warned us, Kim showed us.
Yeah. Yeah. She's got
and
that
grin
on her
face. And the top comment
face.
Is, we all need Kim in our lives.
We do. We do. And that was a Papaya Bobby who posted the picture, and Nerfman2227 making the comment.
Yeah.
What else do we got? We got
the piano.
Oh, yeah. Kim and Kanye's first date.
This is adorable.
Yeah.
Adorable city.
It's really pretty awesome. So they were at this toy store in New York City that has like a big floor piano, and you can step on the different keys and it plays the music. So you see Kim like jumping key to key barefoot, and Kanye's a little ways down stomping on things, and they're doing that dun 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 dun, dun, playing in tandem. And you can't really see Kim's face because she's so focused on kind of the dancing and the playing. And Kanye just has this huge fucking smile on his face as he's, like, dressed in black, wearing these huge gold chains.
Love it.
What a moment.
It's so... I had no idea this video existed, actually, until right before we started. And I think it's the new biggest source of joy in my life.
Yeah, the full video is on her app. So you have her app, don't you?
I don't, but I should. I don't know why I don't. I'm on her website.
Okay. I wonder what the full
maybe
video
it's the
is.
Same thing. Maybe I do have access to the app.
Yeah, that was Olive Turtle that posted that 7 months back, but
thank you, Olive Turtle.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's good stuff. And I mean, not to toot our own horns, but one of the top Kim posts did come from us.
Yeah, from you. It was one of your first posts
to
the site. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Okay. I broke out of my shell that day. It was Kim had to explain Kanye what a magic stick is. And you can go probably find the video, but Kanye basically saying magic stick while he's walking with North. And Kim's like, don't say that. And he's like, why? And he's like, what does it mean? She's like, it stands for dick. And Kanye's just like, oh, sorry. Like, genuinely sorry.
Oops. And he was so happy when he, like,
yeah.
said to North, like, is it a magic stick? Like,
honestly, that whole episode, and I'm so dumb for not remember, I think it was Puerto Rico. Just seeing them all together, you could go back and watch that and just be smile from ear to ear the whole time. It's really great stuff.
Was that the Cuba trip or Puerto Rico?
Cuba. Yes. Cuba, thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. Cuba is a very nice place, I hear.
Yeah, Cuba Gooding Jr., still a solid actor.
He is?
No.
That's what I thought.
And... you know what? I don't know. I don't see much else on here other than somebody who made a petition for Kim Flair, which I'm on board with.
Yeah, people have been asking for Kim Flair for months and months and months.
Love it.
Yeah. Which kind of makes me happy. It makes me happy that we have our own Flair.
Oh, absolutely.
Thank you for that, Kanye.
And another post, why are people so fucked with Kanye and Kim? And it's just a giant thread of people basically saying, like, I don't know, Kim and Kanye are awesome. I don't get it.
There's just people that like to take all their hate. I mean, we were discussing it a couple episodes ago after the robbery, but they just like to take all their anger and hate out towards Kim and Kanye.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
I like this one from 8 months ago. Kim needs to take Kanye's phone away immediately. By Gandor 491.
Predicting the future.
Yeah. Oh, they did take his phone, didn't they?
Well, Kanye threw his phone away.
That's right. Yeah, this was when people were wondering if Kanye was about to go to rehab or something because he was spazzing out on Twitter all the time.
Yeah. And, okay, I think we pretty much covered it.
Yeah, so happy birthday, Kim.
Yeah, we know you're listening. Happy birthday.
Yeah. Yeah, or, you know, if you happen to be Chloe or Courtney or Chris, pass.
Or Kendall.
Yeah, or Kendall or Kylie, pass along our happy birthday wishes.
Did you throw in Caitlin?
Caitlin? I forget.
You know what? Satan North could be listening too.
I'm just imagining, like, North is the one that finally introduces, like, the podcast to Kanye, like, 5 years from now. We're still doing shows, and it's just even more sad and pathetic than what it already is.
Recovering his feature in, like, the Madonna song. It's just, like, gotten really sad.
I don't like the vision of the future that I have. Like, I'm getting the feeling that Sarah Connor had in T2 Judgment Day. She just sees the end of the world.
That's our lives.
But for right now, everything's great.
Yeah, we got plenty of songs left to cover.
We do. We still have like 50 songs left to cover. Then hopefully we get that TurboGrafx 15 shit, 16 shit.
Yeah, and then we got Watch the Throne, and then we got Cruel Summer, maybe Cruel Winter, then maybe a Drake collab, maybe a Chance collab, maybe a Kendrick collab, who knows?
Be amazing. Maybe a Kim and Kanye collab?
Hey, I think if we combine Jam with Fade, it would be an awesome song.
You are the most positive person that I know. I'm just imagining, like, the John Lennon-Yoko comparisons. If Kanye and Kim put out an album. And I don't know, I've never listened to the John Lennon-Yoko, so I don't know if it was bad or if it was just people overreacting how people are wont to do.
Yeah.
I know the Lennons and Yoko are pretty wavy, so I don't want to jump to any conclusions. But I can just see the comparisons that people would be making as soon as they heard that that was a thing.
Yeah. Well, strangely enough, there was an Arcania post about how the Life of Pablo art closely resembles the Japanese print of one of the Plastic Ono band's albums.
Oh,
so that's, maybe Kanye's going for that.
That's pretty awesome.
Yeah.
Maybe Kanye and Yoko will do an album together.
Actually, you know what? Anything's possible.
Anything. We live in a world where Kanye exists, and that means anything is fucking possible.
I think it's so funny that Beatle fans still get so mad whenever, like, Paul McCartney has accepted him, Ringo has accepted him, Yoko has accepted him, John Lennon's son likes him, and they go apeshit whenever he's still, whenever he does anything with the Beatles.
How dare they? What sellouts? Playing with that no talent hack.
Yeah, and fuck Lou Reed and Bruce Springsteen and Nick Cave. Like, they don't know what they're talking about either.
Obviously not.
No.
No. They were flashes in the pan.
I like how this episode's supposed to be about Kim, and we still found time to, like, vehemently defend Kanye.
And extend the time of the episode. We're so awful. Okay.
Yep. Awful human beings.
Happy birthday, Kim.
Happy birthday.
And thank you, Anna.
Bye. Thank you.
Thank you.